connect with the Big Breakfast Show.
I never miss a morning.
071-286-0639.
Only on Good Hope FM.
Cape Town's original.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm going to tell you a story now because we've got Warwick here. And we put Warwick on the spot and Warwick was a little nervous. So I admired many moons ago. I was a massive fan. So I always knew from my teens that I wanted to be a radio broadcaster. But I admired specific guys. So I was a big fan of the Mark Gilmans and the Nigel Pierce, the Clarence. But there was a guy in Metro at the time, Kenny Mace, to Kick Ass Kenny. And he used to have this thing, Kick Ass Kenny, slamming with the Mafuta jams. And it was a big thing for me. And I followed Kenny Mace, right? And I followed Kenny. And then one day, Luther Vandross was in Cape Town. I was a kid, man. I'm talking about years ago. And Kenny did a broadcast from the campus here in town, and it was in a mobile setup like we have.
Oh, like our van, yeah.
Our van, like the Metro FM van, and he wanted to give away tickets, and he wanted to give me tickets, and I don't know what he asked me. I don't know what the questions were. I know that I was there.
Yeah.
And he asked me, and he prepped me. Like, cool. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say that. You say this.
Yeah.
I said nothing. Nothing. I said nothing. So I said nothing. They asked me now if I ever got nervous in radio setups and things. I looked at this man and this man looked at me and this man was confused. And I don't know what he said.
Stan.
I know I said nothing.
Yes.
And, but the way he looked at me and you know what? You should maybe phone Kenny. He goes, we brass it today. And he just looked at me and I said nothing. And that's the story's not done there.
Uh-huh.
Because then he just gave me the tickets. I don't know if
did
I said
you go?
Thank you. Yeah, I went. I don't even know if I said thank you. And I turned around and I opened the van.
Uh-huh.
And I vomited.
Oh, Dad. Goodness, Dad.
So don't talk to me about nerves. Then there was a guy there. I think it was one of the producers of the show. They brought water. And just to hear my, you know, because I made a mess of things.
Yes. And at then, the public broadcast.
But I'm not done. And then I say to him, can I buy you lunch?
Oh, good.
After all that, you still have the audacity.
To buy him lunch, I just vomited. So, nerves, guys.
Yes.
Do you understand, Warwick?
I understand completely what you're talking about. I think I'm loving that. I'm having a better experience than you did.
Yeah!
Don't think I'm going to walk out of the studio and just vomit on those teeth. I think I'm going to have
and
a
he's friends
experience
with you now.
We brassed it today. So we were at Radio Awards and I got the award and I walked off. I walked into him and chatting. And I wanted to tell him about the vomiting and I just thought, you're back.
I love that you're wearing a Metro FM cap today.
No. You see, no shame on that fight. But nerves are good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nerves are good. Not to the extent of which I was nervous. I remember also one day I went to, I said, listen to get up and find out where the guys are doing broadcasts.
Yeah.
So let's just say, who was it? Was it Demi? I think it was Demetria. And then, just you say quickly, hi, I'm Demetria, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Demetria, nice to meet
you. I've always wanted to be you see, when I used to dream, I couldn't sleep at night.
What?
Demetria also just looked at me. No, man, I couldn't sleep, so I used to, then, you know, I'm from Kales River, man. And then, my mommy, them, they...
Stan.
Yeah?
So you're downloading in front of the man.
Ik het al mijn naam goed gat gemaakt.
In front of your heroes.
Yeah. Or if you want to see me at my best, ik val zomaar. Just let me MC something and let one of my heroes sit there. Sometimes Natano just looks at me. Have you ever seen how he looks at me?
I
Natano
have.
Sits there and he's just like, what is this? Like he'll say, why is this man on stage? Then I say, but people say I'm funny. Get this man on stage. Again. No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We're on stage. They give me a script. I'm reading the script. Ropalang. Dylan Ransom. What did you just say? Please. Nerves are good, Warwick.
Yeah, I think nerves are good. If it's important to you, then it's, and you're nervous, then it's okay. So thank
as
you for that
story.
As long
as you push through somehow.
They do say that being nervous heightens your senses. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm speaking from a sporting perspective. A little bit of nerves is a good thing. Shows you care and makes you vakker.
Yeah, but thank you for that story. I'll take
so
that.
So now stand from that.
Hmm?
From that.
Hmm.
To actually starting a radio career. How did you get there?
Big on your bass, in your face.
Oh, yeah.
I used to say rubbish like that.
Because that's what you
come
heard.
I play you a song, right?
Uh-huh.
I play you a song, and this is what I used to do.
Okay.
Many moons ago. I don't want to spoil the song, but I do things like this. Coming to you live, Stanley Mars from Kales River. And then would say to me, stop singing from Kales River. Being on the bass, in your face, on your dial now. Cooler bags, man. This is the clean bandit. Big on your bass, in your face.
It's a different person.
Yeah. My father used to have cassettes of me. And he would keep it. And
yeah.
I wanted to vomit again.
Your demo is like what you would record.
Big on the bass, in your face. Live on FM.
Try to create your own tagline.
Guys, these are the things I used to do. Not much has changed.
That morning feeling.
The Big Breakfast Show with Stan Moss.
I never miss a morning.
Only on Good Hope FM. Cape Town's original.